Hey everybody, C-Note here, and welcome to Dopamine, the show that is like Venom, wrapping you up in a cozy blanket of symbiosis. That's a stretch, whatever. Today on the show, I'm talking about the quote-unquote, I'm not interesting phenomenon that I see. It's not really a phenomenon. It's like a, I hear it around. I work with a lot of artists. I work with a lot of business owners. I talk to a lot of different people who are, you know, kind of looking up to me for all the work that I do with like podcasting and graphic design and all of that stuff. And I get this question all the time, or the statement rather, of I'm not interesting, or I'm not very interesting, when I tell them that like, hey, you should have a YouTube channel, or hey, you should have a Instagram account, or hey, you should talk on Twitter, or whatever suits their personality. Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting the burpees. It's not cute. And you know, one of the common responses is like, I'm not interesting. And that's just not true. I talk about it in relation to like Halloween and how everyone has an expression of creativity that comes out on during the holiday. And, you know, there's still some people who don't dress up because they don't feel like they have a good idea or they're not very interesting. And, I just think at some point there are creative expressions that come from us all the time. Like creativity is a natural inherent human thing. Like some of us flex it and exercise it more than others. Sure. But like everyone has it. It's inherent. Like it's something we solve problems. That is creativity. Expressions, you know, physically through costumes. Those are creative choices. You know, talking on a podcast about things that you love. Those are creative things, right? So, you know, creativity is kind of something that spurs out of restrictions, out of problems that we want to solve. And we come up with ways to express them creatively. And it also involves like getting to know ourselves and being able to trust who we are and trust the process and love what we do, right? And not necessarily ask for external feedback. So a lot of this is about the external feedback and sort of eliminating that from positive and negative avenues and really trusting your own intuition when it comes to leaning into a business that you want to create or a product or drawings or something like that, and just like leaning into who you are as a person. But at the end of the day, you are interesting. It's just a matter of finding what that is, right? And not comparing yourself or judging yourself based on others. Because usually if you're asking yourself that question or saying that to yourself, you're doing it in comparison. Like you're doing it compared to someone that you look up to, or a family member told you that you can't do something, or there's always some external force that is causing that. And you just got to stop it. So we talk about all that in today's episode of Dopamine. Let's hit the button and do the thing. Let's go. Drums, please. All right, everyone, welcome to the show. Hope you guys are doing well. Hopefully this sounds okay because the cord's being weird. But if it's not, oh well, we'll deal with it later. So today I wanted to talk about this sort of feeling that I hear a lot from artists, that they, artists or any kind of creatives or entrepreneurs of any kind, essentially, that are trying to do any kind of creative work, are usually, or even like promoting themselves on social media or doing any kind of like marketing, or really even trying to create some semblance of personal self-esteem. I hear the phrase, I'm not very interesting, all the time. When someone's trying to start a business, they're trying to sell something, they're trying to show off their artwork, trying to start a podcast, they need a Twitter account, or they need Facebook or something like that. That's usually one of the things I hear pretty often. I'm not interesting, or I'm not very interesting. And I mean, that's kind of part of where creativity comes from, right? I think a lot of us don't feel like we're inherently interesting, but it takes creativity to show how interesting we actually are. Halloween is one of those really good examples for me. Like I loved Halloween so much. Like Halloween is my favorite holiday because it is a holiday where people express themselves creatively, like across the board. So many people who aren't in creative fields, they don't typically do creative things, are showing their creativity through their costumes, through their expression of the last year, things that they've been attuned to, superheroes, things in pop culture, all sorts of stuff that they're a part of is like really coming out on this one holiday that is like free of judgment, free of expectations. There's no gift giving. You know, there's the only expectation is that like some houses have candy, and it's not expected that every house has candy either. So like it gives a sense of autonomy. People can dress up if they want to. People can give out candy if they want to. And there's no like outrage as to whether or not people should be celebrating this holiday, right? It's just something that we do and everyone loves it. People get dressed up and it's great. We just keep doing it all the time. And what I love about it is like we get this expression of people's creativity. I don't hear really a lot of people questioning it. You know, people are excited. They come up with costumes and they have these like, you know, some people have store-bought costumes. Some people make their stuff. Some people have these amazing costumes for their kids. You just see so many usages of creativity especially from people who are like in sort of trade fields or doing something with their lives that are not typically creative most of the time. That's like this creative suppression, and they come out during Halloween, and it's amazing to see. I just absolutely love it. There's a train going by. That's why it's one of my favorite holidays. I just love seeing the optimism. Kids are so excited. There's so many great pictures, and it's just something that breaks up the monotony of, you know, people trying to talk about politics or serious things. And we just get to let loose and have fun. Like even those who are dealing with like mental issues of any kind, you can express yourself that way, right? Everyone is kind of on a weird equal playing field because we're expressing individuality. And that's like, for me, that's like a peek at utopia. You know, that's what I would want to see out of the world a little bit more, right? And, you know, to me, that just sounds incredible. But I think it's also an expression of people being interesting. Everyone's got something that they're interested in. Everyone's got something that they're into. You know, when it comes to like maybe even trying to figure out what it is you want to do with your life, it's sometimes a challenge to even look at ourselves and realize that we have things that we're interested in. We have something that we can provide to someone. Like maybe we're really interesting in terms of having you know, just something to say. Windows can't find one of the files. Do you want us to, no? Okay. My Windows, there was a pop-up that with like a big X on it. And I was like, is everything going to break? No, it's fine. What was I saying? I'm just trying to get at the fact that like everyone is a creative and everyone has the opportunity to express themselves, right? So if you're trying to figure out what your path is in life, like, start there. Start with what you're interested in and think about what are the things that you say or do that get people excited, right? And it doesn't have to be on a mass scale. I've talked about that a million times. It's not about being Instagram famous or anything like that, but it's like what is it that you can do that expresses an aspect of what you love. What I love really about the last few years of like nerd culture being able to like bubble up into like popular culture is this open expression of creativity towards that pop culture. Like you just got like a million Funko Pops. You've got so many local artists who are doing prints and they're doing buttons and they're selling t-shirts. One of my favorite guys is a friend of ours who we were hanging out last night. His name is Charles. He's Doom Tunes on Instagram, Doom_Tunes. And he sells these amazing shirts. I picked up two shirts last night and he gave one of us another free one. And he takes some pop culture things and he kind of does his own original artwork as well. He'll do sort of hand-drawn marker stuff and then he does digital stuff. And he's playing with more colorful pieces and he kind of fits like a tattoo aesthetic a little bit. It's a bit grungy. I love it. He's just an amazing artist and he's only 21 years old. And he's just got a lot of time ahead of him to figure out what to do. And he's just putting stuff out there. He's just making things. Like he's got a talent for drawing, of course, but he's tying it to pop culture. So if he was just drawing, you know, anything else, it might not go as well, right? So you can really take any interest that you have and like apply something to it. If you really had fun making your costume on Halloween, like that could be the impetus for you to make costumes for cosplayers and stuff, because people do that all year round, right? I want to be able to get into the cosplay photographer space. Like, I think that would be a lot of fun to do, right? So like when you're thinking about, I'm not very interesting, I think that's just sort of I think a lot of the times we use that sort of phrasing or stuff like that as like a mental blocker. It's basically something that is like keeping us from even trying, right? It's like, it's not up to you to decide whether or not you're interesting. So you can't say that about yourself. Like it's logically not something you can say about yourself. It's like, if somebody calls you a jerk, you don't get to decide that whether or not they think you're a jerk, right? People think about what they want about you, right? And if they say you're a jerk, then maybe you need to consider that you're a jerk. If somebody tells you you're not interesting, then maybe you need to consider that. But if you're the one saying it, if you're saying I'm a jerk, then like that's not something you have a decision on. you can't call yourself a jerk. Like that's just not possible. It's like tickling yourself. Like you just can't do that. That's not possible. Right. So think about it that way when you're trying to think of like, I'm not interesting. I did a 30-day vlog last year, 2017, and I did it for like 33 episodes, something like that. I have a couple episodes that I didn't finish editing, and it was something that it was a lot of fun, and it was actually a practice in creativity because I was letting go of the notion that, yeah, my day-to-day life is not very interesting, right? I wake up, I go to work, I go do things, and the challenge is going to get B-roll, you know, throughout my work day and not just getting footage of the same things every day, right? Not the same time lapses, the same people doing stuff, but how can I make this a new episode all the time? And the same thing with this podcast, like how can I come up with new episodes and talk about things in a different way that is interesting and is not going to tire an audience out and is not going to tire me out and make me feel like I'm boring, right? I think like those restrictions, generally speaking, are where creativity and where artists tend to shine, right? Even just acknowledging that you don't want to be boring is good. I think that's a good start, right? But to judge yourself and say you are boring is just not something you can do, right? You need to get feedback. You need to like see what like, you need to find people who could potentially appreciate what it is that you're putting out into the world and like take that information and do something with it, right? I think you have to do what you love for you first and foremost. But if you're doing the same, if you're doing the thing where you're just like holding yourself back from even trying because you think you're not interesting relative to like what someone else might see or what you think the mass media finds interesting or YouTubers find interesting or in relation to the people that you look up to, you know, because again, like I talked about in like the Starstruck episode, like you're going to look up to people, but people are going to look up to you. There's going to be someone in your life that is going to look up to you for some reason, right? Whether it's your own children or your cousins or, you know, you're a teacher and you have kids that you teach or somebody that you work with that is a trainee and you're a mentor to them. There's at some point in your long life, you're going to have someone that's going to look up to you at some point. It's just a very high probability that that's going to happen. And that's because they find you interesting, right? You have the information or the emotional context or the creative talent or the skills or some sort of know-how with social media or something that gives you some sort of value to someone else, right? And if you don't have that, like, I don't know. I feel like everyone has that. Like, I don't even think it's fair to say that if you don't have that, you know, find it. It's like, I think everyone has that. Everyone has things that they're interested in. Like everyone, so many people watch Netflix shows or play, you know, mobile games or video games or, you know, gaming is becoming an interesting medium that, hold on, I need to take a drink of water. It's got something just like hanging at the bottom of my throat that is just not, it's not going anywhere, but we'll push on. We got a few more minutes here. You know, gaming is becoming more interesting, and gaming was not something that I ever thought would be at the scale that it is with like esports. And then, you know, gaming is kind of jumping into popularity similarly to other nerd culture. I think it started with like superheroes and whatnot, but it's really expanded out to nostalgic nerd culture. I've got a little Mega Man Funko Pop right here with me. I've got a couple other Mega Man Funko Pops and like, you know, Super Mario Brothers and Zelda, and Nintendo has been licensing a bunch of stuff. Like, but like there, if you love Funko Pops and you collect them, like, why not start a YouTube channel with that, right? Like, creativity is kind of taking something that you love and you already are a part of, or something you already do, or something you want to do, and just executing on it, right? If you like to draw something, then draw stuff. If you like to create buttons, create buttons. If you want to just create a podcast and talk about your Funko collection, like, you can do that. You can try it, right? It's not up to you to decide whether or not you're interesting before you even try something, right? So, you know, it's like, it's again, one of those things that if you're a person that's going to live in this neutral place of like, I just want to execute, I want to get things done, and I want to love the process of what I do, you have to kind of learn how to shut out the voices, whether it's from yourself or other people, sometimes even in a positive or negative direction, right? Like if you're telling yourself that you're not interesting, it's just as bad if you were to tell yourself that you're amazing and you're not, right? It's kind of the same on both levels, right? You almost have to ignore both voices and just look at like what it is that you actually love to do, and then just like execute on doing it, right? I think that's going to vary on personality type. Like, some people are going to value naturally people's information more than others. And I think that's fine, but I think it's also imperative to look at that judgment as information, as helpful information. You know, if you put something out in the world, you put like a drawing out there, and I wouldn't even ask for feedback, honestly. If you're starting to play with skills, just throw it out there. Like, don't say like, what do you think about this? Don't ask about opinions, because it's not about asking for an opinion. It's just about gauging interest. Gauging interest is very different than asking for an opinion. If you're asking for an opinion, then you're giving someone else permission to tell you whether or not you should continue. It's ultimately always going to be up to you whether or not you should continue on a creative adventure. it's yours. This is your project. This is your baby. This is your stuff. This is your process. This is your creativity coming out, right? So it is not, you know, I think I see this being done with young artists all the time, young creatives, podcasters, graphic designers, things like that. They are making the mistake of putting their work out there and asking, what do you think about this? Because especially when it comes to like logo design, I see that all the time. What do you guys think of this logo? Or they give them like three or four options. And when you give them three or four options, you're going to get a variety of people that like different things. You're going to get sometimes even evenly across the board. You put A, B, and C out there and you get 15 A's, 14 B's, and 16 C's. What do you do with that? You know, what do you do with that information? That is nothing that's actually helpful to you, you know? So it's up for you to pick something and gauge the subconscious natural interest in the product, right? If you put it out there and people are liking it and responding to it and retweeting it or sharing it, then great. Maybe you got something. If they're not, then try and make another thing, right? Just keep going for a little while, right? And also look at if things are selling, right? If you're actually trying to sell your creativity, right? And so ultimately, if it's not working, you make an adjustment. It's not a value or value judgment on who you are as a person, on your craft, on what it is that you're doing, but we're always evolving. We're growing, we're changing, right? And at some point, something just clicks. When you're creating something, when you're engaging with an audience, things like that. Like, my Instagram feed has changed lately because I've been using pretty much all DSLR photos. And there's actually a latest one that I posted that was from a friend of mine who I kind of just took it from her Instagram account and reposted it. And you can tell that it was done from a phone, and it's just like a completely different quality based on the rest of my feed. I almost thought about taking it down because it just kind of looks like it doesn't belong, but it's got me in it, and I think it's totally worth having up. So I'm keeping it there. But if you go to Let's Go CNote, you can see what I'm talking about. You kind of just scroll into like my older feed where it's a little bit more like purple. I've got like purple stuff towards the end of my feed, and I have a lot of drawings and things like that. And you can kind of see the evolution of me just trying to start figuring it out. And it just feels like it's starting to click now, you know? So for me, I think that's it feels good when it starts to click, but it takes time, right? It takes a little bit of time and energy to figure out what it is that's working for you. And, you know, over time, people just start responding. But I think the main takeaway is that you have to adjust to what it is that you want to do, right? And not ask for feedback from external sources. If you want to put a survey out there of like, how have I been doing for the last month? Or what suggestions do you have to improve the business? And you can take that feedback. You can take that, again, you can take those bits of information as something that can be applied to your business, but it is not something that will or will not apply to your self-esteem. That's a blocker that you have to put up. That is the boundary that you need to put up to make sure that what people are saying is not a judgment on your self-esteem. That is for you to decide whether or not you take that in versus taking in actual information. Again, that is the difference. Information versus perceived judgment. It's not a judgment on you. You know, one of the four agreements, don't take things personally. They are not trying to hurt you as an individual. They're just saying, hey, maybe this is something that could be a little bit better. Maybe you should try this next time. Maybe you should try that. And it's up to you to decide whether or not you should try that next time. Just because someone says it doesn't mean you have to do it, right? So ultimately, that's it. Right? It's on you. You have to take that responsibility. So, you know, if you feel like you're not interesting, why is that? Why do you, what voice is in your head? Is it your voice? Is it someone else? Are you comparing yourself to someone that is miles ahead of you financially and has had more time or a different experience or different circumstances, different money situation, different reach, a different personality, whatever, like, are most likely, if you think you're not interesting, you're comparing yourself to someone, and you got to stop that. I mean that respectfully. You got to stop that. I've done that a million times in my life, and it does not feel good to do that. It sucks. It feels terrible. You feel like you're reaching for something that's impossible. You feel like you're trying to reach to the stars and not realizing that they are light years away, even though you can see them, right? So stop that, you know, and it's healthy to put stuff out there and figure it out, see how people are engaging with it, see if it leads to sales, see if it leads to whatever. But at the end of the day, it's about gauging information, not asking, don't ask, what do you guys think of this? Just put it out there, put a cute caption on it, talk about a little bit of your story. Why did you make this? Why is it important to you? And then people will respond naturally. You know, if they see something that is so glaringly wrong, they'll tell you, right? And then you can take that into account as to something you should change or not. You know, people have valuable insights. You know, take them as insights. Don't take them as judgments. That's the difference. So I'm going to wrap up this episode so I can move on. I've got a really tight schedule today. I got a lot of things to catch up on. So because I'm taking the day off tomorrow, because it's Molly's birthday this weekend. So we're going to be celebrating with her. I would love it if you guys would just leave a voice message saying happy birthday to Molly. That would be absolutely amazing. She has been someone in my life that has, she's been my life really the last year. And, I'm incredibly honored to be sharing my life with her, and she has just given me this great self-esteem. She's made me feel like I'm actually interesting, and though that's not her responsibility, but she's made me feel like she's made me realize that I'm interesting, not made me feel interesting. And has really given me the room to work through things, and you know, she sees things that I can improve on, but she kind of just lets me work it out myself. And, but she'll tell me if it's something that needs to be fixed, right? She'll put a little bit of pressure, but not in a bad way. And, you know, she's just there for me, and she's there for her kids. I love her kids. I love her dearly. So happy birthday if you're listening to this, Molly. It's, her birthday is November 3rd. So you're listening to this a few days late, but if you're listening to this late, send a happy birthday anyway, which, this is airing November 8th. So it's going to be late, but whatever. If you're, you know, send a happy birthday. I'm sure she would love to hear it. So thank you for that. Right now the Boss Project Summit is going on. So if you want to catch that the last 2 days for free, you can still go to bit.ly/cnotesummit. But if you want to go back and watch the last few days and have access to everything, go to bit.ly/cnotedoor. That is the door pass for the all access pass that will give you access to 40 plus speakers at this Boss Project Summit. There's just so many things focused on branding and sustainability and scalability and marketing. Those are the main four topics. And then there are like 8 to 10 speakers a day. Like it's incredibly huge. If you're trying to build a business, if you have an idea for that business that I'm talking about, if you feel like, okay, you know what, this is the thing that could make me interesting or make me feel interesting. Like I want to talk about my Funko Pop collection, then go through this entire course, or these entire keynotes, sign up for the Boss Project Summit, because it's going to be something that'll give you the tangible tools to be able to carry on and go forth and do all of this in a way that's going to be meaningful and helpful to you as you continue to grow as a creative person. Right. So, and if you haven't noticed, I'm kind of weaving some, you know, sort of creativity and entrepreneur stuff into the show. It's not going to just be about mental health, but it's all in service of the mental health conversation in relation to sort of mindset and just kind of like being in this place of realizing that even if you're dealing with mental health issues, like there are possibilities for you, right? It's like, I want to eliminate this need for constant go, 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 hustle, hustle, and realize that there are little subtle things that we can change and improve that don't need to make our mental health worse, right? I mean, these are things that are separate from mental health issues that I think it's important to separate. I think it's important to note that not feeling interesting can be a different thing than mental health issues, right? I mean, if you're dealing with mental illness, like it's going to be harder to, you know, turn that off or to do that, right? But I think what I'm going to talk about a little bit more is like natural behaviors that we can try to change. You know, that one simple thing of like, if you're putting something out there on the internet, don't ask for someone's opinion, right? Don't ask for what do you guys think about this, because you're setting yourself up to feel bad about anything that could come through, or you're setting yourself up to rely on the good vibes that come through, right? So it's about practicing that neutral ground, finding a place where you're loving the process, you're enjoying what it is that you're doing, and your mental state is not dependent on external sources, right? So that's really what that is all about. So I'm kind of playing with the idea of, you know, also doing this show less frequently. I do it 5 days a week. I know sometimes people don't have time to catch up with all these episodes. There's a lot of episodes, just past 250. And it's a lot for me too. It takes a lot of time. I was not able to record yesterday, so I have to record one. I'm recording 2 episodes today, and then I have to record 2 episodes on Monday because I'm taking the day off tomorrow. So, if I'm a day behind, it's like a real pain to catch up. So I'm thinking of just doing it maybe once a week, if that's something that feels good for me. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So just letting you know that might change soon, but I'll get back to it. I'm actually curious if you do listen to this 5 days a week, or if you listen to like one episode a week, or if you only listen to the latest episode when you get a chance. I would love to know that for like kind of data purposes. If like, how do you listen to this show? How often? If you're one of the gorillas on Facebook, message me and let me know that. How often do you listen to the show? And, or just hit me up at anchor.fm/dopamine and let me know what that's like for you. Or dopamine.life is, another, way to do that. So, that's it. Take care of yourselves and each other. There's the CNote Summit, bit.ly/CNoteDoor. And that's kind of all I'm promoting right now. I've got my Brand Blaster course that I'm going to talk about after this summit's over. I've always got things that I'm trying to promote, so I appreciate your patience with that, because, you know, that's kind of part of why I do this too. I love doing it, but I got things to sell. I got a life to live. I got bills to pay. I got AAA to pay for, right? They just take out a bunch of money out of nowhere. Ugh. Anyway, all right, I'm wrapping up. Take care of yourselves and each other. Have yourself a dope day, and I'll catch you next time on Dopamine. See ya.
Hey, you beautiful human. Thanks for listening to Dopamine and providing your support for this show. I really, really appreciate it. If you really love this show, leave a review on iTunes and Stitcher to show some love for the podcast. You can also check out cnote.media to check out my work and my courses. But with that, we'll catch you next time. See you guys later.